Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This committee and this country have benefited by your leadership and by the leadership of our ranking member, Senator Gregg. I know you have significant policy differences, but I think you both have an abiding concern for the nation's fiscal position. And I can't help but believing that as bad as things are, we'd be a lot worse off, but for your service as budget guardians. But despite your efforts, Mr. Chairman, and despite the efforts of Senator Gregg, we are in a huge fiscal mess. The contrast between where we are now and where we were when the current president first took office could not be greater. And the same is true of the attitude of Congress about budget matters both now and then. I find the difference startling. I came here in 1992 when Senator Gregg and I were both elected, and the rallying cry really was eliminate the deficit. And thanks to the deficit reduction package passed in 1993, to a continuing concern about the government's bottom line and ultimately to an economy that was certainly helped by fiscally responsible policies, we actually balanced the books by the end of that decade. And when President Bush took office, he was handed a government in surplus, and with projected surpluses coming into the decade. Unfortunately, since then, the fiscal stewardship of our government has been tragically lacking. But even though this has happened on our watch, we won't be the ones who will pay for this malpractice. The cost of this negligence will be borne by our children and grandchildren in the form of massively increased debt. This administration will add $4 trillion to the mountain of debt future generations will bear, and they will be the ones who will have to pay that debt in the form of either higher taxes or fewer government services. Mr. Chairman, there are a number of programmatic issues in this budget that I would want to pursue, including areas such as funding for local law enforcement and the Women and Infant Children Program, but I'll address those later. Let me just finish by noting that the budget the President is sending Congress this year appears to be more of what we've seen in the past 7 years. The administration has again circumvented a basic principle that should govern the budget of any president, one that Chairman Conrad has enunciated on several occasions in this committee. Either provide the revenues necessary to pay for the spending you want, or limit your spending appetite sufficiently so the taxes you're willing to levy can fully pay for it. This budget just simply does not conform to that principle. Instead, it adheres to an unfortunate alternative view. Do all the spending you want, but only pay the bills you want to pay, and your kids will make up the difference. Director, it may come as a surprise to some that on occasion I actually agree with the administration. For one, I strongly endorse your efforts to rein in unauthorized earmarks. I think it's been a little late in coming, but I certainly welcome those efforts. And along these lines, I hope you'll consider endorsing a bill I've introduced with my colleague from Wisconsin and a former colleague of yours, Congressman Paul Ryan, namely a line item veto measure that applies specifically to earmarks. It targets the abuse everyone says is the real reason a line item veto is needed, namely to go after earmark spending. Have you had a chance to look at the proposal at all?
I have not, Senator, but I will. And the President obviously continues to support the legislative line item veto and would probably look favorably on anything that would provide some control on not only earmarks, but in general excessive spending.
Well, I appreciate that. I hope you'll give it a good look. I know it may not be everything this president or any president would want. I voted for the previous line item veto that was struck down by the Supreme Court. What we're trying to do here is find something that would pass muster with the Supreme Court and still give the president the ability to help us get rid of some of these unfortunate provisions. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.